This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, February 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Cancellations hit food aid. Trump sees UK deal and trade deficit widens. Therapeutic food contracts canceled. The Trump administration's budget cutting is ending support for those therapeutic foods that are used to save malnourished kids overseas. Payments to the two nonprofits that produce the peanut-based foods have been caught up in the freeze in foreign aid. Now, Navin Salem, founder and CEO of Adisa Nutrition, tells AgriPulse the State Department canceled orders with the group worth $26 million on Thursday. "We have not been paid. No one has been paid," she said. The other organization, Manna Nutrition, lost a third of its orders. Manna co-founder and COO David Todd Harmon tells AgriPulse that orders that had already been partially filled were spared. However, the back and forth is maddening, he said. The administration has canceled some 5,800 U.S. aid contracts. Trump says U.S.-UK to negotiate trade deal. President Donald Trump says his administration will work on a trade deal with the United Kingdom. "I think we're going to end up with a great trade deal with you," Trump told UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer after their meeting in Washington Thursday. "It'll happen very quickly." Under such a scenario, Trump added, the UK may avoid U.S. tariffs. USDA anticipates larger ag trade deficit in FY 2025. The U.S.-UK deal won't be easy to do, but farm groups would welcome any progress on new agreements. USDA forecast yesterday the ag trade deficit would widen to $49 billion for fiscal 2025. That's more than $3 billion higher than projected in November. USDA adjusted import forecasts by $4 billion. By contrast, U.S. export projections were only increased by $500 million. The report, released in conjunction with the USDA's annual Agriculture Outlook Forum, says higher-than-expected corn volumes are set to drive grain and feed exports up by $1.4 billion on the November estimate. Larger corn, feed, and fodder exports are offset by lower wheat, sorghum, and rice exports. However, livestock, poultry, and dairy export projections are also up slightly on November's figures. Export projections to major markets like Canada and China were trimmed on weaker-than-expected shipments and reduced demand for soybeans, grains, and cotton. Meanwhile, adjustments to horticultural products, sugar, and tropical goods driving increased import projections. Ag credit holding up for now. Credit conditions in agriculture remain relatively strong, even as USDA forecasts that commodity prices will continue to fall in 2025. Nathan Kaufman, Senior Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive for the Kansas City Fed Reserve Bank, said at the Ag Outlook Forum that ag credit is, quote, quite solid, even with some of the increases in financial stress, slight reductions in repayment rates, and obviously the tighter profit margins that we're seeing with decreased commodity prices and elevated input costs. He noted that farm income will be underpinned this year by $31 billion in government payments authorized by Congress in December. But he said that raises the question of what the ag economy will look like a year from now. Take note, USDA yesterday forecast that farm gate prices for corn, soybeans, and sorghum, as well as wheat and rice, would all fall this year. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Good morning and welcome back to the Morning Edition. EPA files motion to dismiss RVO deadline lawsuit. EPA has filed a motion to dismiss a lawsuit from Clean Fuels Alliance America, effectively delaying a highly watched deadline setting renewable fuel volumes. Under the renewable fuel standard, EPA was required to issue 2026 to 2028 renewable volume obligations by November 1. However, the Biden administration's unified agenda released in July punted the timeline to this year. In July, Clean Fuels filed a notice of intent to sue over the delay and later filed a lawsuit in December. EPA is now pushing the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to dismiss this complaint, arguing that the alliance needed to wait until 60 days after the November 1st deadline. Paul Winters, Director of Federal Communications for Clean Fuels, said this unfortunate delay essentially pushes the timeline back by another 60 days and could create more uncertainty in the industry. The group plans to file another notice of intent as a protective measure as the court considers the motion. Senate Ag member to offer Democratic State of the Union response. Senate Agriculture Committee newcomer Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan will offer the Democratic rebuttal to President Trump's State of the Union address on Tuesday. Slotkin, who filled former Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow's seat following her retirement from Congress, previously served on the House Agriculture Committee. Democratic leadership hailed Slotkin as a rising star in the party. The public expects leaders to level with them on what's actually happening in our country, Slotkin said in a statement. From our economic security to our national security, we've got to chart a way forward that actually improves people's lives in the country we all love, and I'm looking forward to laying that out. East Gulf Coast dock workers approve six-year contract ending strike threat. Unionized port workers have overwhelmingly approved a new contract, halting the threat of a strike at ports along the East and Gulf Coasts for 6 years. Nearly 99% of the International Longshoremen's Association voted in favor of the new agreement, which is retroactive to October 1st of last year, that according to a press release. The agreement will be formally signed on March 11. Trump trade and domestic policies may mean seismic shift in thinking. The second Trump administration is making changes both globally and domestically that may require a shift in thinking by farmers, the head of the Farm Foundation said of the Outlook Forum. Sherry Rogue Fiddler said producers are, quote, trying to figure out the implications of the cost associated with tariffs Trump is placing on trade partners. But more than that, she said the majority of farmers, quote, we grew up in the age of globalization and the age of partnerships. If we're actually changing the mindset and changing the landscape of these global trade relationships and geopolitical relationships, that's just a very huge seismic shift that farmers aren't quite ready for because we grew up in a very different mindset. Take note, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is scheduled to speak at the forum this morning. Here's today's final word. Will there be any new contracts, or is that simply not the role of government anymore? That's Sherry Rogue Fiddler, president of the Farm Foundation, referring to the Doe's-led budget cutting. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, February 28th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chop Daly.